My name is Aaron Bruno, and I am, I guess, the creator of AWOL Nation, you could say.
All the songs, I mean, there are so many details from, I think, the whole pop culture of, of all time. So,
thank you.
Were those ideas already there when you thought of the songs, or did you just add them?
What do you mean exactly?
Like, did you have...
Thank you so much.
Certain song ideas of or the way they sounded eventually on the album at the beginning, or did you write the songs and then thought, oh, this would sound good with, I don't know, a hip-hop beat or something like that?
I think a lot of the sounds, I think, is what you're talking about, in like the way the record ended up sounding. It was stuff that I'd always wanted to do, but maybe I didn't have the right songs or the right band to do so I was... And plus, you know, being in a band and creating the whole thing on your own, you can kind of do what you want to do and not have to compromise at all, you know. So I think some of these ideas were... Hi, Damon. I think some of the ideas were always in me, but I just didn't have the right opportunity to do so. It's sort of like the stars aligning, you know. Sometimes you see, you know, I don't know if it, I'm sure people can relate, but... Sometimes you're in a relationship and it's not the best relationship, and you meet another girl, in my case, or another guy, in maybe girls' cases, and you meet someone, you're like, wow, that person seems perfect for me, but I'm in this other relationship right now. So I think the same thing happened for me with AWOL Nation, where I would have some ideas before, but the situation, the stars didn't align for me to be able to put it out with a hip-hop beat or with a harsh vocal or whatever. But I didn't plan anything. I didn't say I'm going to make this beat sound this way or that way. It was just whatever happened, sort of. The songs come to me, and they come to my brain, and I don't really know where they come from, but once they're there, I just do my best to make sure that I service the song as quickly and as efficient as possible. Because I think when you think, well, I want this to sound like this band or that band, you get in trouble, or at least I have in the past, where this whole thing, I just wanted the songs to... I consider the songs their own thing, their own being, almost. It's like, for whatever reason, I'd have these ideas, and I feel lucky to have these ideas. I don't feel like I'm, I don't necessarily feel like songwriters are so talented or gifted or anything like that. I think they're just really lucky to have the ideas, and I consider myself to be very lucky, because I feel like I had some great ideas on the record, you know? I don't know if that answers your question at all, but...
So first you had the EP, and I read an interview I think you gave shortly after it came out, and you said you don't have any album in mind, but then suddenly a year later there it is. So did the album, because there are a few songs of the EP on it, did the album grow out of this EP?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the EP was that we felt like we had four songs that were good enough to get out there so people could start to listen to it. This was after I signed my deal, of course. Before that, I was just going to release music for free and see what happened, and hopefully people would come to the shows in LA and eventually be able to sell out a place, hopefully, and go from there. But, you know, I didn't expect this music to grow as fast as it did. And we had recorded, you know, most of the songs off the EP, and there's a radio station in Austin, Texas, and one, I believe, in Sacramento, California, that started playing our song called Sail. And it took off really fast at both those stations, that we needed to release something right away in order to support it. Because, you know, the worst thing is having a product that people want that they can't get, you know. So we wanted to make sure it was available for release. So we quickly decided to put out an EP just as like an appetizer for the meal, you know. Right when the EP came out, I was so focused and still writing and coming up with more concepts for the record, and sort of like a common theme lyrically, and sort of a message and a story I was trying to tell, I guess. Or not even that I was trying to tell, like I said before, it was just kind of coming out of me, and so it became apparent that it was really important to make a whole record.